Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tetani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 here with the commentary of the Sforno and the translation and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We are here in Dalet Zayin, Chapter 4, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Zayin, Paragraph 7. Rabbi Tzedek Omer, Rabbi Tzedek says, Al tifrosh min hatzibur, do not separate yourself from the community. Be involved in the community. Be active in the community. Be a presence in the community. Be a mover and a shaker in the community. We try to be overly involved as much as we can, not in a bad way, but very much involved in the community with the FLL, with the Free Lending Library. That's our book gemach, our book situation where we lend out Jewish novels for free in our town. We also try to be involved in the cooking for many people when they have a kid on low lane, or God forbid if there's a loss. We try to be involved in giving away items that we don't need anymore, don't want anymore. We gave away a stroller the other week, working on trying to give away the triple. Gave away an urn that wasn't functioning anymore. Amazon didn't want it back. And, of course, giving away the clothing when it doesn't fit anymore, especially when they come around every year. Be involved in the community. Don't separate yourself from the community. Be an active participant of your community. When serving as a judge, do not act as a lawyer. Make sure you know your role and you know your profession. You know what you're supposed to do. Do not make the Torah a crown for self-glorification. I'm a rabbi. I'm so great. I know so much. Look at me. Give me kavod. Velo kardam lach borba, nor a spade with which to dig. Vikacha yehel omer. And that is what Hillel used to say. He used to say, v'de'ishtamesh besaga chalaf. He who exploits the Torah of crown of Torah for personal benefit shall fade away. Whoever derives personal benefit from the words of Torah removes his life from the world. Make sure to use Torah for the right purpose, not to make yourself greater or bigger, not to pursue honor. Make sure to be a part of the community. Don't use the Torah for yourself. Don't use a spade to dig yourself in trying to make yourself more important than you really are. Understand you're just a peon in the system and the timeline of Jewish history. The Sforno points out, without a doubt, he who uses Kodesh, a holy object or item, for non-sacred purposes, desecrates the holy and deserves to die, as it is written, Umesobo ki yechaleluhu, and die because of it, for they will have desecrated it. Now, being that the Torah is considered to be holy of holies, Kodesh Kodashim, one uses it for a non-sacred purpose, such as earning a livelihood, as if it were a spade, or for attaining transitory honors, for a crown, is guilty of desecrating the holy. Or Tanakh cautions against such a practice. This is what Hillel meant when he said, he who exploits the crown of Torah for personal benefit shall fade away. However, when a person utilizes his Torah knowledge to sustain himself in this transitory world, his goal being to add to his knowledge and understanding, to be able to perform more good deeds, either on behalf of himself or in order to teach others, then is considered as though he used a holy item for a legitimate sacred purpose. This is proven to be. So if a person ceases from all of their activities in order to instruct or judge others, as is mentioned in the concluding chapter of Kesuvos, and so it's where our sages tell us, the judges of civil law in Jerusalem, those who taught the priests ritual slaughtering how to take a handful from the meal offering, drew their wages from the temple's coffers, from Kesuvos. And it's regarding that the Almighty, blessed be He, commanded Israel to give priestly gifts, offerings, and tithes to the priests and Levites, as is written, to give the portion of the priests and Levites so they may adhere firmly to the Torah of Hashem. And the Tanna is teaching us when he says, from this you can learn that whoever derives personal benefit from the words of Torah removes his life from the world. For when a person makes his livelihood from Torah in order to study or teach or for the purpose of a mitzvah, he does not derive hana'a pleasure, since we have been told, mitzvahs lav lehenas ninu, mitzvahs were not given for enjoyment. So remember what you're here to do. Remember to be part of the community, not to use the Torah for your own purposes, but to do mitzvahs and chesed for its own purpose. The notes point out, strictly speaking, one is not permitted to profit from teaching Torah, giving instruction regarding the performance of mitzvahs. But the Talmud teaches in Kesuvos that a scholar is permitted to accept payment as schar batal, a compensation for his time, which he could have used for work and livelihood. According to the Sforno, Rabbi Tzedek and Hillel caution us not to earn our livelihood by means of the Torah, lest we be guilty of using Kodesh holy for a non-sacred purpose, since we would be utilizing Torah for personal gain. Sforno refers us to the above-mentioned Gemara, which is the source of the Rambam's ruling that those who issued judicial decisions and those who instructed the priests on the laws of ritual slaughter and kemitza, removal of the hand of flour from the mincha offering, received their wages from the temple treasury. This is not in conflict with the teaching of Hillel, Rabbi Tzedek, for these teachers and judges had no other source of income, and indeed the gifts of Truman Maser given to the Kohanim and Levites were commanded by the Torah says to free them from mundane occupations that they may devote themselves completely to the temple service and the teaching of the Torah. The verse in Chronicles quoted by the Sforno, also quoted by him in chapter 1:13, qualifies the prohibition against using one's Torah knowledge for personal status or aggrandizement. Sforno makes a subtle comment on the phrase kolan nan, however derives personal benefit used by Rabbi Tzedek. This, the Sforno says, can apply only to one who uses Torah to feed his ego, not his physical needs. It applies only to one who derives personal benefit from Torah, but not to a person who utilizes his Torah knowledge to make a living or to teach others how to perform mitzvos, for our sages teach us. The concept of hana, pleasure, cannot be attached to a mitzvah. So remember to be involved, remember to be in the community, remember use your Torah and utilize your Torah. Don't use it just for a salary, but understand that you can be compensated for your time. Understand Torah is supposed to make us better people, not to exploit it, God forbid, for your own benefit. Learning for yourself, don't derive the benefit from it, but do what you can to make a difference in the world, a good difference in the world, every single day that you're here, to make the world better each way, each day, as much as you can. Join us next time as we talk about honoring the Torah here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Rabbi Tzedek.